Understanding CBD with Max and Steven is sponsored by Gary Stein. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Here's your host, Gary Stein.
Yes, indeed. How are you this fine Sunday afternoon? I am Gary Stein. Back on the air again in Baltimore.
Welcome
How about
back,
that,
Gary.
Guys? Yeah,
I love it.
But the real stars of this show, let me just say, are Max and Steven, who have turned out to be my pretty good friends over the last, 10, 12 minutes?
Yeah, that's right. That's
exactly right.
You're too humble, Gary.
Right. But listen, guys, we do have an interesting show, actually, and it is good to be back on the air. And we'll introduce ourselves and tell us all about, you know, tell you all about us, et cetera, et cetera. But this is an interesting topic, CBD, which we will talk about. And what I like about it and what I like about you guys is you're local right here in Baltimore. So without any further ado, making their radio debuts today on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Drum roll, please. Max and Steven.
Boom. Hello, everybody.
My man.
Hello, everybody.
All right, Max, I guess you got to go first.
No problem.
Max Sobel, tell us about your story.
Well, I'll tell you my story.
And the hell you're doing here.
When you got a chubby guy perched up on a chair like this, I feel like a concrete gargoyle.
You guys can't see this on the radio, right? This is Max is up on a bar stool?
I bet you Rod Borelli doesn't get this treatment. I bet you when he
Gary
comes
and
in,
I are
Danish
sitting on some low, comfy chairs.
I'm Max Sobel. Nice to meet everybody. So I don't know. I mean, I grew up as a child in my teen years in Baltimore.
Wait, are you sure you grew up as a child?
Yep, I'm pretty sure I did. Okay. I left to go to college in Philly. I was there for the majority of my adult life, and you know, I've known Steven
Less
since
interesting.
High school.
We can get to that. Yeah. Max is the best drawler doodler.
Really?
Ever. And we went to high school together. That's where we met. We went to Pikesville High School.
That's what he seems to remember me by.
And he still draws today.
Yeah. How can we
regardless
see your
drawings
of what
he says, that's the most important
you'll
thing.
Never see my drawings.
Why?
Well, because I do these special pieces of artwork for shows only. They're literally for our eyes only.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. But actually, every marketing piece that we do, Max doodles first. He
that's
draws
why
it first.
So bad,
before we handle it. Actually, you,
no,
you
they're,
can tell
they're
us what
actually
you think.
Pretty good.
You can actually tell us what you think, but he doodles them first on a whiteboard, storyboards and everything. And then we hand that to designers to actually draw from. So don't let him.
I'm like an ADD Picasso.
So Max Sobel is what, 39 years old?
Max Sobel is 46 years old.
46.
But I appreciate that. It's all the CBD I take. You know what I mean? It's all
no
the
problem.
Hemp, you know? Yeah.
And you'll never guess his birthday.
Yeah.
January 1st.
4/20. True
story.
There's no way.
There is a way. True story. I was destined to be in this business.
Wow.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so Max Sobel, you're from Baltimore, but you moved to Philly.
I lived in Philly. I was there for college. I then moved back to Baltimore, got remarried, reconnected with Steven. We went to high school together.
Pikesville High School?
Pikesville High School.
Okay.
Class of 1991.
91.
Right.
That's
gotcha.
Right. Shout out to our 91.
Class of 91. What was our mascot? I'll be...
It was Astro, wasn't it?
No, it was the Panther, the Pikesville Panthers.
Yeah, each class has their own mascot.
Gotcha.
I think
and so
Astro.
That's the craziest thing about Baltimore. Let me just throw this out. Everybody here, when they say, where'd you go to school, they mean high school.
Sure.
Everywhere else in the world, that doesn't mean that.
It means college.
But you know something? We're from here. We understand that. We appreciate it.
I moved here in 87, and Stephen will eventually get to you somewhere down the road, okay?
I was feeling left out.
When I moved here in 87, I moved here from D.C., actually, but I'm originally from Florida, which everybody knows because I've been on the radio for 15 years, but whatever, regardless. I start to socialize and start to get to know people, and that's the question. Where did you go to school?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I went to University of Miami, and no, where'd you go to high school? I'm like, what? why?
How is that relevant, right?
Right, how is that relevant at all? But then, now I've been here for 33 years.
Now you know.
I totally get it.
It's a Baltimore
Absolutely.
Thing. Baltimore thing.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Steve Wallman, tell
that's
us your
right.
deal.
My deal. I'm a salesperson at heart, professional salesperson. A lot of people think of salespeople in a bad way, but I took it as a profession early on. I actually took a high school class called salesmanship.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. So from there, I just grew my career in sales, different companies, different things. Got involved in the software industry for years, loved it, grew an international software business. And dealing with people is what I love. And all the businesses I've done in the past, mostly in the tech arena, helping people understand a complicated topic. Was something I was good at. Moving into something that's helpful to people and healing them individuals in their life and changing their life is absolutely the best thing I've ever done. So,
and don't let him sell himself short. His superpower is the ability to sit there and listen to you for hours.
How do you do it?
Very important. I listen. You know, I meditate a lot. When I'm by myself and I have time, I clear my head out. I exercise. I meditate. Mm-hmm. It's very important to clear out and be available for people to listen.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one of the most special things you can do for anyone is listen to them.
Yeah, active listening is number one.
My father actually gives me a lot of practice with that, too, because he enjoys talking about the things that he does, and it's important to listen. You know? Mm-hmm.
So, Max, if his superpower is listening— Do you have a superpower? Or?
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
I knew that was coming.
I think my superpower is organization, right? Wouldn't you
absolutely
say I'm an organized guy?
He's a good drawer, but organization is the detail and attention to detail is incredible.
So I spent 20 years doing like a lot of the Philly tech startup scene. I've had a lot of experience building businesses. You know, you win some, you lose some, but I think everybody would agree that the thing that I do well is sort of organize a thing, put it together, make sure there's a process in place, make sure all of our buttons are buttoned, make sure all of our I's are dotted, T's are crossed, that sort of thing. Like website stuff has to be perfect. Marketing stuff has to be perfect. That's my thing.
Hmm. Yeah. And so very important in the process of running any business.
So where did you go to college?
Drexel.
So you're a Drexel Dragon.
I'm a Drexel Dragon.
And Drexel is a school. It's got like an engineering, a technical kind of background to it, right?
Right, none of which I was interested in.
Gotcha.
I went there for marketing. but the reason why I went to Drexel was I liked it at the time. It was the only school that did like a co-op program. Hmm. And my whole thing was I couldn't wait to get out of school. I needed to work. So my compromise was if I was going to go to college, I better be working 6 months out of the year and studying 6 months out of the year because it was not, you know. Yeah.
So did you come back to Baltimore right after college? You stayed
no,
in Philly?
No, I was in Philly. I got married. I got divorced. I had, you know, times there, and then I decided to move back to Baltimore. Actually, shout out to my lovely wife, Victoria, love her dearly, met her, and moved back to Baltimore to be
lovely
with her
wife,
and my family.
Yeah. He's gotcha. Right about it. She's perfect, wonderful woman.
She helps us out at the shows a lot. She's the best.
Yeah. And then how did you
Nurse Wiki.
Oh, okay, perfect. we got to have her in.
Absolutely.
How did you guys reconnect, actually?
I think it was, it was a social network like LinkedIn or something like that. Steven reached out to me because he read some of my blog posts, I believe.
Max did some blogging. Mm-hmm.
I did some blogging about like startups and how to run things like that. So Steve connected with that. He reached out. I remember we had we met at a bar, had a drink, had a bite. Really, we're in a transitional period between our careers,
and we hadn't seen each other for 20 some years.
But you guys pick right back up, right?
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, okay. And it's we started talking about different ideas, how to build better mousetraps. You know, we're symbiotic. You know, personality wise. So we thought we could make something happen,
and out of that, so we then kind of talked for a few years, and out of that, we started a company called Hindsight RX, which was analyzing the past, prescribing the future. Mm-hmm. Concept of that business, and we just use that concept to build the businesses that we have now, especially Max and Stevens.
Yeah.
Wait. So what did Hindsight RX sell?
We didn't really sell anything. We were just more of a consulting firm. So we talked to a couple businesses and sort of helped them kind of work through the process that we would use in analyzing a situation. And then putting something in place to move forward, which is what we do on a daily basis with everything.
We knew we wanted to launch some brands. We knew we wanted to do some stuff in the consumer space. We knew we wanted to do stuff in harm reduction, in hemp, general health and wellness management kind of thing. So Hindsight RX was the incubator.
And
for
we
that.
Dabbled in everything, like my different things I had experience in. We looked at companies there to work with or products. Max's background too. We looked into that area, just sort of went and used our process to figure out where's our niche, where can we add the most value to the largest audience.
So we want to remind our listeners real quick, if you're listening to us for the first time, and you probably should be because this is the first
this
show
is
we're
it.
Doing.
This is our virgin episode.
To us before,
it's our virgin
right?
episode. Right?
Our virgin, right. We're taking it today.
That's right.
This is Understanding CBD, and we are going to talk about CBD. We're not just going
to
talk about ourselves for the next 60
twist
minutes.
Our arm. Twist
Absolutely.
Our arm.
Understanding CBD with Max and Steve. Max is Max Sobel. Steve is Steve Wallman. They own the company called Max and Steve's. They sell CBD. We'll talk
it's
about
Max
what,
and Stevens.
I said that, Max and Stevens, didn't I?
I think you said it.
All right, well, correct me.
I heard Steve's, Gary.
Stevens. Too. Max and Stevens. Here's what I love about you guys the most, and I think our clients eventually and our listeners right now will love it. You guys are local. Mm-hmm. You're not some 1-800 CBD company out there in Omaha, Nebraska, or Boise, Idaho, which, by the way, I don't know if you've been to Boise, Idaho lately. Boise, Idaho is a happening place in this country.
I'll take your advice. But
if you say so. We've been a lot of places, but not there.
You guys are right here in Owings Mills, and obviously you have a website, and we'll talk about that as well. well. But, yeah, so local, live and local
live
is
and
what
local.
I like about these guys. Okay, let's talk a little bit about CBD before we get to our first break. It's a great thing to, like, it just rolls off your tongue, CBD, right? But people may not know exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. So why don't one of you at least take a stab at it?
So we're talking about cannabis generally, just so we're clear. Cannabis has a couple different things. Cannabis has marijuana. That's part of the medical program. That's not what we're talking about here. That's federally illegal, mm-hmm. and that's not this topic. Hemp comes from cannabis. Hemp is very rich in a lot of cannabinoids, one of which being CBD, which happens to be the buzzword now. But really, it's all about the holistic hemp plant itself. It's loaded with cannabinoids, to get technical on you, it's loaded with terpenes. But we can talk about CBD specifically and its health benefits because that's what everybody's after.
Hmm. So why should people know about it, Steve, just in the first place?
Yeah, so it recently became legal in December of 2018.
Because it was illegal before?
It was illegal to grow hemp, and CBD was on a controlled substance list. Mm-hmm. So it was
The Farm Bill of 2018.
Signed by Trump, yep.
Yep,
yes.
Okay.
So once that happened, it sort of opened the gates. You could cultivate hemp in the United States before that with a university program. There's a pilot
research
and development, which still exists today, and they still do that. But what changed is it opened it up for it's federal legally.
Federally
what
legal.
Am I trying to say, Max?
Federally it's off the controlled
legal.
Substance list.
It's federally
list
legal, off the controlled substance list, so it's legal. However, there's some catch-up with other organizations, USDA, FDA are still getting their hands around the industry, so it's federally legal, but it's not regulated. So CBD is the main molecule in hemp, where THC is the main molecule in marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both cannabis, and that's really the difference. So once CBD became legal, that's when the boom sort of started, and you start seeing CBD molecule in everything from tinctures and oils like what we make to pillowcases and socks and bath bombs that you see everywhere. So what we're talking about in the show in general, if that's what the question is not just about CBD, but that's the topic that everybody sees. So it's more of a lure in, and we're going to really take on the whole breadth of everyone's questions. So,
all right, so you threw out, and obviously we hear the music, so we're going to have to take a break, which we will, but you threw out a lot of acronyms like THC and CBD and FBI and CIA and all that kind of stuff. I just want to make sure that I'm clear and that therefore our listeners will be clear about the difference between CBD and THC when we come back. Okay, is that fair?
Fantastic. I love it.
Understanding CBD with Max Sobol and Steve
First
Walden.
Session.
I'm Gary Stein.
Back on the radio.
Right here on Talk Radio 680.
My man.
I think the call letters are WCBM, if I'm not mistaken.
WCBM.
And now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
It is indeed I, along with Max and Steven, Max Sobol, Steve Wallman, the CBD gurus. Do you mind, by the way, if we call you the gurus?
Sure.
I mean, sure.
I mean, you've been called worse, right?
Absolutely.
Much worse.
Like what?
And in relative, guru is kind of relative to the general public, you know?
Absolutely.
We could be.
Hey, we do want to research
this basically for a lifetime. I mean,
I know you have.
Cannabis isn't new.
Right. No, absolutely not.
Nothing
but
new,
CBD...
Though.
At least the advent. No, it's not new.
It's just, you know, in people's minds, in the marketing voice, it's newer.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay. Listen, I do want to tell our listeners today especially that this is a pre-taped show. We are not live today here on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on WCBM. The reason why I say that is because we're not going to take calls today. And you are live today, though,
right,
at a show in Timonium.
At the Timonium Fairgrounds. We're at the Maryland Spring Home and Garden Show.
Next two weekends, actually.
Yeah, this weekend. Well, right now, we should have the show on live. So, hi, Max and Steven. I hope you guys are having a good time.
I think we are.
And we probably will have Vicky and Linda with us as well at the booth.
Max, drink a lot of water because I know you're talking to people and answering questions and, you know.
And this is the second day, so it's a little tiring. So if you're at the event, And if, or even if you're not, come by and say hi. Give us a little vote of encouragement. It's been, at this point, probably 11 hours of answering the same question over and over again.
Uh-huh. Right.
Which we love to do, but, you know.
It's kind of like walking into a Star Wars bar, already knowing the questions you're going to get and be able to answer it in every dialect possible.
He's the best.
And we've done, that? Well, we've done 30 events since April of last year. So in less than a year, we've done 30 events, and some of our multiple day events.
Yeah. So these events are on the weekends. And there are shows
yes.
like Timonium Fairground, and you were in Harrisburg yeah. last week at an
yeah,
auto
at the,
show,
at,
Motorama. Yep,
at the
Farm Show Arena.
Farm Show Arena was a huge event, like 50,000 people there.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes,
wow.
Absolutely. Anywhere from younger kids, like you know, at motorcycle racers, through you know their parents and grandparents, a good family event.
So I bring this up because I do want to reiterate to our listeners that you guys are local. You're right here in Owings Mills, okay?
Yeah.
This isn't some 1-800-CBD call us and you don't know where we are company. You guys are right here. You guys are out in the public. You're at shows pretty much every weekend. Like you just said, 30 different shows. Tell us some of the other shows that you're at besides for the Timonium one and the one
well,
up
that's actually for 2 weekends. And then we have a Maryland Chiropractor Association event, which is...
Shout out to the MCA.
Yes, absolutely. We work with a lot of chiropractors. They help, you know, they're treating a lot of their patients for the same conditions that CBD and cannabis can help with. You know, it acts as an anti-inflammatory, reduces pain. So we're there talking with them at one of their annual meetings, which would be exciting. After that, I don't know, we have a couple other events. I mean,
you
our
were
Facebook
in Annapolis
page,
last weekend.
We were just at another home show, just as a coincidence. All our events are on our Facebook page, so if you are on Facebook,
you
can take
page.
A look at it. Max does a great job of making sure our events are updated,
mm-hmm.
and you can always see where we're going to be.
I like details.
So even though we're not tossing out a phone number to call us today, because we're not taking calls today,
right.
there are some ways to get in touch with
yeah,
Max and Steven.
Yeah, and that's important, actually, because what we want to do right now, this is the first show, we have this conversation over and over again, and we're really looking forward to meeting the listeners of WCBM here and what questions specifically are out there. I mean, we've heard them all before, but specifically to this group in this community, how can we be most valuable? What topics do you want us to cover? Do you already have a specific question? Feel free to call us, 443-743-2444. That rings both my phone and Max's phone, just so you know. We don't have anyone answering our phones. We're here for you. That's what we do. We're not in the farms. We're not in the labs. We know people that do that, and we hire them to do that specifically because that's their expertise. Our expertise is building businesses.
Yeah, to hold those people accountable.
And
that's what
absolutely. So we're here and we're available to you, whether if you have a business that if you're a health practitioner and you get it from your patients that they're looking for a solution, they've tried some, they've had mixed results, where do you get a source from? We handle all those types of questions. We can make comparisons to you. So call us, email us, Facebook message us. We're at Max and Stevens on those social networks, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, our phone number. Email us at hello@maxandstevens.com.
And our website is www.maxandstevens.com.
You can also, actually, what's easy, you can actually text the word if you have a mobile device with texting capabilities.
Mm, which hopefully most people do.
Which, you know, hey,
well, but you never know.
We don't know. Some customers like to hit the rotary and dial and call
sure.
us. That's acceptable, too. We don't
we
mind.
Love those customers.
But if you
Please
have a mobile
us.
Device, you can text the word hemp, H-E-M-P. It doesn't matter if it's capital or lowercase, to 26786. So it's 26786. And it'll respond with a landing page where you can touch a button to call us, touch a button to order online, and touch a button to email. So we make it super simple to connect with us.
Bonus points. If you call us and tell us you called from a rotary phone, you get a special coupon discount.
Absolutely. Send us a photo.
Can I tell you a quick story about a rotary phone?
Sure.
We actually have a rotary phone in our basement. It doesn't even work, okay? But we have the phone because why wouldn't you have one if you grew up with one, right?
Well, if you didn't give it back to the phone company.
Right. Well, right? And which we didn't. So basically we stole it
okay,
is what
right.
I'm trying to say. But regardless of that, so it's down there. And when the kids were younger, you know, this is a few years ago, probably 10 years ago, they were what? 13, 14 years old, they're down in the basement, and for some reason, they happen to notice the rotary phone. Like, they never noticed it before. Mm-hmm. But now they noticed it. Mm-hmm. And you know what their first question, and you know what their question was?
How do you turn it on?
Yeah. What is it?
Ooh.
What is that,
What
Dad?
Is that thing you have sitting
what
on the floor?
What is that? And I said, oh, that's a phone. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what? Because that does not in any way look like a phone today.
Right.
And then their next question was, how does it work?
How does it work? Right. Why does it have this big movie thing? You
know? So funny.
But it's cool that it's plugs into the wall so you won't lose it.
No.
Yep.
It's always there.
You know?
All right. So just to recap, 443-743-2444. That's 443-743-2444. No operator, no representative,
right.
No voicemail,
and
no
if
nothing.
And if
they'll answer.
If you're at the show, you'll see our phones light up right now at the booth. We're not going
to
answer right now because we're at the show. So mm-hmm. leave a message.
Well, we you can text us too.
We'll get back to you as soon as we're available. There isn't necessarily a time clock for us, so you can call us anytime.
You know,
it's our business. We run it 24/7, so whatever you guys need, we're here for you.
The best thing that could possibly happen to us is to have so many phone calls that we'd have to outsource that one.
Yes.
Wow.
We'd still never do it.
You're never bothering us.
Never.
Text the word hemp to 26786. That's 26786. The word is hemp, H-E-M-P. And again, that gets you to a landing page, and you can press a button to ask a question.
So it sends you back a link, and just to give you an idea with that, because people are seeing that all over the place. Like the political campaigns, if you see them all, they have text a word to a certain number.